Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Audio courtesy of the Browns Radio Network. Not mad.
Did Andrew not have fun there at the end?
Not mad. I'm not mad.
Come on.
I wanted to win. Not mad. I'm not happy they lost, obviously, clearly. I'm not mad. Because, I mean, when you think about it, he did throw six touchdown passes. That's a hell of a night.
Come on.
Had a hell of a night, Jameis Winston did. And I just want to thank our media brethren. I wouldn't have known in watching 10 years plus, what, 3 years or 2 years at least of Jameis Winston at FSU. I wouldn't have known for the last dozen years what the Jameis Winston experience was until I had 175 radio show hosts all at the same time tone race to the same take of, oh, that's the Jameis experience. Well, thank you very much. Outstanding.
You're missing one key word.
What's that?
It's the fool.
Ah, the Jameis. Full
not just
Jameis.
Partial.
The
it's
full
not like a moon.
Jameis Winston experience.
On the amount of views you want to put into fool.
Not like a harvest
tweet.
Or a waxing Jameis.
So I kind of want to know, like, we got Jerry Jeudy had a night for the ages and they lost, and more coming up for that at 6:40. Don't give away.
I got an all-time question.
Don't you do it. Don't you do it. I'm going to have to text some certain people and say, stop texting him during the game because it has got you in a row. But I'm not going to do what I'm not going to do it until 6:40, damn it. First off, you upset?
No,
upset?
I don't.
I'm not upset.
Have you been following my discussions after these games throughout the year?
Not at all.
When they lose in exciting fashion, knowing this is a season going nowhere, I love it. I absolutely love it. That's amazing.
Well,
that's the perfect combination of a Browns loss plus entertain me plus get the nation talking, which normally they wouldn't
boy,
do for a game like that.
The nation wasn't talking.
So come on. And then having Jameis and how quotable he is after the game, perfect. I call it a perfect loss.
So you open it.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Let's not do that. Let's not do that. They still lost the game. I don't think there's such a thing as a perfect loss. When I do see that PFF has them taking Cam Ward number 8 overall, I get a bit
strike
giddy.
Strike up the music.
I get a bit giddy.
Strike it up.
Because you asked me before the game, and he's like, what do you think about, or you asked me before the show, what do you think about Bo Nix? I go, same reason I like Cam Ward a whole lot. You put him with the right coaching. You put him in the right situation. He's played a lot of college football. Here we are. But It's a different question. I really do think there's a different question here, Tone. 216-474-0092. You open to Jameis for next year. Are you open to Jameis in 2025? Because it was a roller coaster of emotions. I followed the live emotions of fans. Very rarely do I open up the social media and go ahead and take a look, because I'm afraid I'm going to overreact and say something nasty to somebody, and I don't want to be that way during a game. But I followed the roller coaster of emotions. And I mean, when he threw the touchdown pass to Jerry Jeudy right after that 93-yarder that made you just want to go to bed, and when he threw it right back, like, that's it. He's got to be the guy. Forget quarterbacks this year. He's got to be the guy. And then when they got the lead again, it was, he's got to be the guy. And then he threw the pick six, the second pick six, and the tide started to turn. And on the last interception, which, I got to be honest with you, I went into my office bathroom, and I used the bathroom, I had the water run, I was washing my hands, and I came out, and he's shaking Bo Nix's hand. I go, what happened? He threw another pick? Yeah, he threw another pick, because I wrote end notes. When the second pick six happened, I just went end notes, because, yeah. Hey, I think Elijah Moore is a nice guy, but Elijah Moore, that was kind of boneheaded. When you see them pointing on the sidelines, yelling at him, like, touch him for the love of God. Like, yeah, okay, we're done. We're done here. And so I figured that was it. And I was like, oh, he'll get PI. Hopefully we'll get a little closer. And I did kind of say to myself, I go, what if they just had like a jet situation, like what happened to us? Wouldn't that be great? But I didn't think twice about it. I went in, washed my hand, or went in, used the bathroom, washed my hands, came out, I go, oh, man, he threw another pick, and I looked at my computer, and it was all, this is why he can't be the guy. This is they weren't saying to bring back you-know-who. They did not say that. No. But it was a lot of, this is why he can't be the guy. And I thought about this with Jameis, and this is something you're going to have to figure out here over the next six games. Like, there was some DTR talk, or I should say five games. It's fun now because you didn't really think they're going to make the playoffs. And now, I mean, they're 7-9. The best they can finish is 7-9. That's over, right? But you didn't really think they'd make the playoffs. You know, next year, this ain't going to be fun or cute. You know, there's nothing going to be fun. Like, you expect to win again. So if you do this on September 27th in Denver, something like that, I'm going to come in here and I'm going to be really mad. I'm going to be really mad. I'm going to be really angry. And I'm going to be mad at Jim Schwartz for the lack of defense. Even if I don't understand it, I'm going to be despondent over a lot of things. Like, there is a tenor that changes as we go from the holiday season of a season where we're trying to find the positives on some of the things here to next year, where if you make him the guy and you don't draft anybody, the quote-unquote full Jameis experience, that ain't going to be funny next year. That ain't going to be fun. That ain't going to be funny. And I'm not going to find it cute. And I don't think any of the Browns fans out there are going to find it cute. So this is why we're evaluating. Because, boy, there's a hell of a difference between how I feel on December 3rd, 2024, and how I may feel in September of 2025.
I get that. I understand completely.
I think it's a fair warning from a lot of fans to the organization about this.
Well, it is tough because you're coming off a performance where, I mean, he threw the ball 58 times. And had he not thrown an interception on that play, they would have had two more cracks at it or three more cracks at it. It would have been 60 times. The only reason that it wasn't 60 is because he threw the pick sixes and the three interceptions. So you're living dangerously. You know, could you do this throughout an actual regular season of NFL football and think you're gonna have a high ceiling? Probably not. Could you make the playoffs? Yeah, I mean, the seven teams make the playoffs, so there's always going to be injuries, and mm-hmm. as long as you could stay somewhat healthy. By the way, I wrote down as you were talking about Jim Schwartz, like, they've had some embarrassing performances this year defensively.
They've just had some silly plays.
That's a rookie last night that, you know.
But I didn't think he, like, torched you up and down. There was just plays that made you rip your hair out, like.
But there's some common themes developing over the course of the Jim Schwartz years.
Yeah, the YSU, the Gwynn. Mm-hmm. Boy, that was a hell of a performance by him last night. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
So Jameis, like, you never truly want a quarterback. And by the way, it wasn't like you were getting blown out. It wasn't like it was a blowout and you had to throw to get back into the game constantly. No, this was a one-possession game.
Well, you were a one-dimensional offense.
Almost throughout. You feel like they've completely given up on the run at this point. I thought they had decent pass protection.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All night. So Jameis with decent pass protection is going to shred defenses, especially whatever version of the Broncos defense that was yesterday. With, I think I said before the show, is that the most white defensive players I've ever seen in the NFL history?
There were plenty of them.
There were a lot of them for the Denver. How many injuries do they have? Or is that their normal outfit?
None of those guys are their normal guys, bud.
Either way, Jameis, we've seen throughout the course of his career, if he has time to throw, he's going to put up big numbers. And it's no surprise that he keeps doing that. It's just tough to consider, especially if you have to be one-dimensional again, you know, how that's a winning formula. But is it exciting? Yes. And is it also a ticking time bomb? Yes. So is it still better than the alternative? Of course it is.
I mean, when you make a guy who's thrown, who's known for throwing as many interceptions as he does touchdowns, when you make a guy throw 58 times, you know that there's going to be some real ugly throws in there. It's just it's just something you know. It's something you know.
By the way, that would be almost anybody. And that, so that's not just a Jameis thing.
I find myself, yeah, but
Joe Burrow's had some games where he's thrown the ball 50 times,
yeah,
and he's had many dangerous throws that had a chance to get picked.
But Tone, I tell you, like I get pretty. That's why I get a little defensive of him, because I'm going, why are you throwing? You're throwing it 58 times. You have very little bit of a running game to speak of, if anything. Did you try to establish a run? It seemed like they did in the first quarter, and then they figured, okay, I gave him enough, to hell with it. We're going to throw the ball all over the place.
Real quick, as an aside, aren't there more creative ways, though, to utilize that running game?
How many screens did they throw? One? One to Nick, right? I thought I saw one screen.
They split Nick out, and he scored a touchdown, but that wasn't a screen.
That was a leak. Yeah. That wasn't a screen, yeah.
And there was the reverse to Tony, which I thought was wide open, and he got 3 yards.
He was shuffling in there too.
He was doing the electric slide out there. I don't know what he's. It's not Dancing with the Stars, but it's go get yards. That's what it is. But you know, that's why he was on our practice squad.
I don't know.
I can't really.
Ken, I'm more.
I don't expect much out of the guy.
I'm more willing now. I mean, we're having the conversation, but I'm more willing to be accepting of Jameis next year, but it's not like I'm going to have expectations that they're going to the Super Bowl or anything. No. So that's in this climate, is it Super Bowl or bust? I think we've got to come off that. Super Bowl or bust is over with group.
And you know what? You probably, especially if you were to take a quarterback, I think you're especially right about that. But it's got to stand for something. Something has to build. Because, again, we're in a year-by-year evaluation. I just can't keep giving mulligans all the time. Like, eventually, we got to keep score. And I think Jimmy Haslam knows that. I think everybody knows that. Like, eventually, we got to stop this patty cake stuff and stop talking about what's best in philosophy. See, I'm not getting mad. I shouldn't be mad. We got to stop talking about what's best in philosophy and start talking about what actually matters, and that it's results-based. And I'm not mad, even though I just sounded mad 15 seconds ago because, you know, I'm a little crazy. You gotta sound, or you have to put it together like you actually sound like you know what you're doing. And you're going to actually put something out there that's a poppable thing for fans to enjoy. Fans will enjoy winning. This, so many people, at least I was entertained. At least I was entertained. Yeah, because they're 3-9. You were entertained. All you wanted to be was entertained. It's entertainment, and that's what that was. Jerry Jeudy healing for the crowd, doing the Hogan stuff. I mean, I loved it. But I can't. Next year, that's not going to work. September, that's not going to work. Because because I'm entertained, I owe the responsibility as a person who watches this team and who says something on the air about him every day. That doesn't mean because I was entertained, I let him off the hook for whatever that was at the Greenbrier, or really whatever that wasn't at the Greenbrier. Whatever mix of offense this was supposed to be, the decisions that they made with the coaching staff to placate the quarterback that Troy Aikman went out of his way two times to rip on the air last night in front of a national audience. Did you hear that when he called him an albatross? Mm-hmm. Troy Aikman called him, you got an albatross right there. ESPN, hit it.
Kevin Stefanski is an outstanding football coach, and he's proven that. Two-time coach of the year. What he did to that group last year to get them in the postseason, they started four quarterbacks. They were decimated with injuries, and I get it. You know, this year hasn't been what people thought coming in, but the albatross is Deshaun Watson. If you go to Jameis Winston earlier in the year, does this look different? Because I would say the defensive struggles, in at least a small part, have had to do with how inept the offense has been moving the football. I think it's affected the defensive play as well.
You know, it's one thing for Kenny and Anthony on The Fan or Bob and Parma to ask that question. It's another thing when Troy Aikman, a Hall of Famer who has a national audience, or really a worldwide audience every Monday, when he asks that audience. And he asked it two times in that football game.
He brought up again.
And I think that what he's saying there, you want to hear the second one? Yeah, this is later on in the football game. Hit it, Troy.
I go back to it. It just can't help but wonder what this year might have looked like for Cleveland if Jameis had taken over from the start, or at least much sooner than when he did. I know Deshaun Watson goes down with a torn Achilles, but it had been a real struggle offensively watching him.
Because I think what Troy is telling you is that you might be 6-6, you wouldn't be where you're at now.
And you might
That's
be
what
say,
Troy might,
you might
be saying.
Saying. Jeudy, Njoku, and Elijah Moore.
Yeah.
One of the great. Who knows? Would Amari Cooper still be here?
Yeah. That's another thing, too. I mean, for all we know, who the hell knows? But that's what Troy Aikman's telling you. Not that it would reverse and be 9-3.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But it would be like, hey, you'd be on the in the hunt thing instead of getting ready for 2025. And having this debate, which is a legitimate debate now, of whether or not Jameis is your guy to at least start off the year. Like, for me, I should say it right now. I'm not off the bandwagon of drafting a quarterback. I would love to have Jameis back. We'll find out what it is with DTR, but I don't really have much hope in that. Just because I don't think that he's... I wonder if he can withstand the punishment of the NFL. Jameis is a bigger body guy. I've always felt that Cam's a bit thick. And that Cam can take it, but, you know, we'll see. And that's an argument that we can have over the next 4 months. But really where it starts is, are you open for Jameis because of this performance? You had the good, the bad, the very, very good, the very, very ugly. Are you open to him? I am. I'm open to Jameis in 2025 after that. I find myself being a little bit defensive because of some of the situations that he was put in. Lima, are you open to Jameis?
Yeah, I'm open to it. I think the ceiling is not. I think we're done talking about, and hey, that's Super Bowl contenders.
And that's why I have to have Jameis, and I have to have a guy, and a serious guy, not like some fourth-round fella that we're going to take a flyer on. 216-474-0092. So you saw Jameis last night. I'm not mad. I can't let him off the hook for everything that's happened already. I was entertained by last night, but just being entertained is not going to cut it at the beginning of the season next year. So are you open to Jameis? It's a referendum every game. Are you open to Jameis for 2025 after last night?
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are, right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.